for anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We, of course, got the brains out, ate the brains with eggs, and split the head open, you see, and hang it up to them. And use that jowl to season with vegetables. That's about the only way
to use it. You didn't make any souse or head hog souse?
Oh, yeah. Mother made all that souse, yeah.
Out of the head of the hog?
We had the feet. We'd pickle them, cure them out. Cook, have hog feet, cook them sometimes. We'd pickle them, you know. Put them in vinegar and something else. I don't know what it was. We'd call them pickle hog feet.
Gentleman once told me that his family used everything in the hog except the squeal.
Squeal, huh? Well, we didn't do that. We had a lot of had sheep, you know, we'd kill sheep, barbecue lambs. See, we kept a man now, daddy, all the time to do that kind of work. Had lots of company. I've seen high as 25 people spend the night there.
Nice.
They'd sleep out on that porch, you know, have a lot of quilts and put them down. And he had place there, about 50 acres of woods lot, they called it. He had hickories and acorns in there. Had squirrels, wouldn't let anybody hunt in there. Except just his special friends that maybe come out, spend the weekend.
You mentioned, before we got the tape on, you mentioned the hill rooters. Where would they, just go wild?
Hog out there, that's hill rooters. Long nose, you know, and sharp backs, wasn't any count. And that's why they kill all the old sow, getting some good hogs. And we had some good hogs there once, extra good, fat. Had 15. And Mad Dog came by and bit them all. We had to kill them. Had a cow to go mad.
A dog would
Mad Dog bit the cow too. And killed them all and killed the cow. But she walk up to the fence where she was, she just stand there and bawl herself. She couldn't bawl. That's all. Maybe she'd have a fit sometimes. And we killed him, carried him down on the farm. It was clearing some land, had a big logs piled up there and burned them all up.
That's the only safe way to
that's
get rid of
them. That's the only way he let us do it. Yeah, he did it. Haul them down there and burn them up on the wagon. Mm-hmm. Oh, they weren't there for days.
You mentioned sheep. What did you use the wool at all, or?
I know they remember that I would share the sheep, but I don't know what they did with the wool. And I don't remember. You know, summertime, spring, had some sheep shears and cut the wool off of them. And where he sold the wool, I don't know what. I don't remember that. Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing. What did you call the male of the hog and
the boar
and the male of the sheep?
Ram.
And the male of the cattle and the horses?
Bull and a stud.
Would you use those words when you were a young man in front of women or not?
No, sir, no.
You wouldn't?
Sure wouldn't, no, sir.
What would you say instead if you were talking about animals and a woman was there, what would you
I'm really calling him a male.
I see.
Male hog, male cow, something like
that. It sure has changed, hasn't it?
Yes, oh my. It sure has changed. Horse and one time we had a sheep. You ever hear tell of a sheep killing dog?
Yes, sir, I have.
We had 25, 30 sheep, or I don't know, a good many. Well, wild dogs or something got to killing them, you know. Well, they get after the sheep and run catch a sheep. When you catch a sheep with a dog, sheep just falls over and gives up, you know. Won't move. Well, the dog would cut his throat here and get the blood. That's all he'd do.
That's all he'd want.
I've seen it happen. Me and my daddy, he carried a gun, he'd kill those dogs, you know.